Governor Jay Inslee may use his executive powers to impose a cap on carbon emissions in Washington state. State lawmakers didn't approve his proposals during the legislative session. Inslee says there's too much at stake for Washington to wait for legislative action. Carbon pollution and climate change pose a real threat, and it's already affecting farmers, shellfish growers, firefighters, and citizens across the state. John Talton is the economics columnist for the Seattle Times. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Ross.
So review for us what it is that the governor is proposing here.
Well, it might take the form of a cap and trade policy where companies that are big polluters can essentially buy credits from companies that are not big polluters and trade back and forth trying to set a market price on carbon. Another alternative might be some kind of a carbon tax, which would hit bigger polluters higher than others. But the idea of either one of these proposals is to try to keep more carbon in the ground instead of burning it in the global commons we call the atmosphere.
John, what do economists say in favor of this kind of proposal?
Well, they say that you can pay me now or you can pay me later. In other words, we have been burning fossil fuels in the atmosphere for, you know, since the Industrial Revolution began. It's become worse and worse and worse. Now we know that human climate change is real and it's being caused by this. And it's just that the costs haven't been built into the, say, let's say, the business model. So when we burn carbon, it exacts a cost. It's just not built into it. And what these efforts are trying to do is actually build a price on carbon. Now, on the other hand, and there's always the two-handed economist, they will say that this will be such a disruption that it could cost jobs.
In what way would it be a disruption, and why do they say it would cost jobs?
We will have to transition away from fossil fuels. That will take away some jobs at refineries and coal plants. We're going to have to drive less and build public transit and trains and high-speed trains. And all of this will take away some jobs that are involved in that. But it will also create jobs.
Net loss, net gain, a wash?
I think that it is going to be a net gain eventually. Now, Lord Keynes said, in the long run, we're all dead, so I don't want to say in the long run, but in the near and immediate term, it's going to be a net gain, because the more that we don't do things and the more that we endure the economic costs of drought and species extinction and the fisheries being destroyed and mass migrations and war as a result of this, all those costs are going to mount up and cost jobs too.
So the economic argument that this will cost jobs you don't think holds up, but is there a best argument against a cap on carbon emissions from an economic perspective? Is there a reason you think we might want to think twice about it?
I don't want to say it doesn't hold up on jobs. There will be disruption.
Right.
But there's disruption
long
right
run,
now.
Though.
But in the long run, argument would be made that a cap and trade will not do enough, that we've got to do much more, that we have to make different living arrangements. That includes cutting back on the 10,000-mile supply chain and going to much more localized economies, much more localized farming, rebuilding our passenger train system. Nobody wants to talk about that. It's easier to say we can kind of keep doing what we're doing and it won't hurt much.
Interesting. So an argument against it might be folks saying that if you do this, you'll think you've done what you need to do and you haven't done nearly what you need to do.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what would a cap on carbon emissions mean for Washington state's economy? Would there be any particular impact here?
Well, the elephant in the room is Boeing, because we build passenger planes, which next to cars are some of the biggest carbon emitters. Now, Boeing is making progress on that. The Dreamliner is a big step forward, much more fuel efficient, so it emits less carbon. And Boeing will have economic incentives to get there more. Refineries are big emitters. There's no question that they would have to find some way to limit their carbon emissions. In a cap and trade system, they could buy credits from an industry or a company that doesn't emit very much and let the marketplace actually set what is the price of carbon going in the atmosphere.
Finally, how about you and me? How would a carbon tax affect us in our everyday lives? Will we be paying more for certain things?
We might pay more for gasoline. We might pay more for the 10,000-mile supply chain. In Washington State, probably not so much. But people would at least get a sense of what it's actually costing to put all this carbon into the atmosphere.
John Talton, thank you so much for stopping by again. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
He's economics columnist for the Seattle Times and a regular guest here on The Record. You're listening to KUOW.